another opportunity, another week, another opponent. Obviously, the Packers are coming off a big win against Tampa Bay at home. You know, they did a good job. You know, they won in overtime, pressured the Bucs quarterback, made some huge plays to win the game. So this is a good football team, well coached. I have a lot of respect for the coaches. I know some of those guys personally. They've done a good job. You know, obviously, you lose your quarterback. That's tough. But they've managed to keep fighting, keep playing, and they've done a good job. We today, Sammy Coates was out at practice. Jabril Peppers is still kind of nursing his injuries. So is Danny Shelton. Hopefully we'll get those guys back before the end of the week, but we'll see where it is. But outside of that, we're a pretty healthy football team and looking forward to playing.
What about Green Bobby Kaplan?
He's a little sore. Got some things going on, so we'll know more about him as the week goes on as well. So I'm glad you brought that up. Sorry for missing that one. Yes, I'm hopeful for both, you know, so we'll see where we are as we go through the week.
Would you have Peppers do everything, or would you have perhaps Duke Johnson return punts even if Peppers can play?
Well, I mean, if he can play, then we'll put him back there because that means he's healthy. But, you know, Duke will be prepared to go back there as well.
It seems without Rodgers in there that they really depend on the run more than they would with him. So, first off, is that true what you've seen, and what does that mean for you defensively?
Well, I think they're running the football. You know, obviously, I think they're trying to do everything they can to put their team in a winning situation. Obviously, they don't have their quarterback, as I said earlier. I do see them running the football. It means that we got to do everything we can to stop the run and play our gaps better and do those things and see if we can get the young quarterback to have to throw the football.
Do you think that Deshaun and Josh Gordon can be together after this whole full week, another week?
And hopefully it's another step. You know, hopefully those guys take the next jump, you know, not just so much Josh, but our whole passing game. Just, you know, because I think Josh's presence give everybody else an opportunity, too, to get less pressure on them. So I think Josh got to continue to grow in our system. I think he is. He sees how we go about doing things. And then, again, it's up to Deshaun to get that rhythm and chemistry with him as we go throughout the rest of this week.
Yeah, on Monday, you said David Njoku would become a better blocker.
Mm-hmm.
How's he done that? I mean, what areas of the game is he better?
I think on the line, you know, on the line, blocking defensive ends. I think, you know, I think it's tough for these young guys that come in the league and we put them out there to play, and they're playing against these old men playing defensive end that are 290 pounds, some of them, you know, some of them 300 pounds. So he's found out guys are bigger than him, as tall as he is, way more than he does, and some of them just as athletic as he is. So he's had to learn how to fight that. You know, sometimes he's giving away 40 pounds, sometimes 50 pounds, and he's had to learn different techniques on how to block those guys and sometimes just get a stalemate. It's not about knocking them off the ball. You can just get a stalemate. So that's been tough. Because that's not something that he's had to do. But in order to play up here in the National Football League and in our system, that's something we require. So that's a skill that we're still developing with him.
He's the youngest player on this really young team, and he's new at tight end. This is only like his third season of his life at tight end. So do you think about the upside that a guy like...
He's got an opportunity to be really good if he keeps working at it. I mean, I think he's second on our team in catches and probably first in touchdown catches, you know. So the guy's done a lot of good things. And, you know, there's a lot more plays that we feel like he's left out there and that we've left out there. So if he'll keep growing and keep working at it, I think, you know, again, a year from now, like I've said about a lot of these young guys, they're going to be a lot better a year from now than they were this year.
What is J.C. Treader brought you guys? And do you think there's anything going on in his mind about facing his former team?
You would have to ask him that, I'm sure. I mean, like anybody, when you face a former employer or, you know, some place where you've been, you want to do well. But I think what he's brought is he's been very consistent. You know, the durability's been out there every play. I think he is a real calming presence for our offensive football team. You know, everything kind of starts for us up the middle, from the center to the quarterback, you know, and those guys have to be on the same page. And I think he's done a really good job of managing the other four guys up front and making sure that we do stay on the same page.
Is Clay Matthews still the guy that jumps out when you look at that game?
No question. He's one of them. You know, he does jump out. He's a tremendous football player. I mean, he's good at what he does. He's very instinctual. He understands how to play the game. I think he's a real studier of football and understands what teams are trying to do. But there's those two inside tackles they have, 97 and 76, are as good as I've seen. Those guys can play. They're really good players, and they do a good job inside.
Did you happen to watch the Monday night game?
Did I watch it? Bits and pieces of it.
Got a lot of publicity. Did that one seem any more violent or over the top than any other hard-hitting game?
You know, obviously there were some things that happened that, you know, we wish wouldn't happen, obviously. You know, I think the league is trying to do a better job of making sure we police those things and do them better. You know, obviously no one wants to see anybody get hurt and put in those situations. It's tough, but it's football, and, you know, that this division is a tough division, but we have to be smart too. And I think all the coaches involved are doing everything they can to make sure with their players that they understand that there's a line that we can't cross, and I think our guys understand it, but we do like playing football, and sometimes I think we all make more of it than what it is, but we do have to be careful, you know, on how we approach these things, you know, when it gets on that line. I mean, because that's right on the line of when things can go over the top, and we just have to make sure we're watching that.
Guys have to be more aware of taking care of each other more. I mean, do they always have to go for the big shot?
Well, I think we do. You know, you want to be, but these things are happening in real time, and they're happening really fast, and you react, you know, and I just think sometimes it's the reaction after the reaction that people are really concerned about, and we need to do better. But I think, you know, hopefully people apologize and understand what's really going on. It is football, and we do want to do everything we can to keep players safe.
You've obviously coached some really good receivers over the years. How good is Josh Gordon, and how good can he be?
You know, obviously Josh, he has done some really good things here in the past, and I think he's hopefully back on the track to reclaiming that. Physically, he's as good as anybody I've been around, you know, but he's got to do it every day, every game, you know, and if he can do that and get himself back to where he was, then you ask me that question, I'll have a real different answer. But he's very talented. I've said that before. He's been a pleasure to be around, to coach, to talk to every single day, and he's doing a good job. And now we got to just continue to have him get back to where he was, and I think he can. I think from a talent standpoint, getting a little bit better shape, understanding playing as many plays as he played last week, that's tough for the first time. But I think the sky's the limit for him.
Big part of that Chargers game, both before it and during the game. But Coleman, Higgins, and Lewis all played a lot. They didn't have a catch between them. Was that on them or the quarterback?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everybody's part. You know, I think we have to, when they're open in certain situations versus certain coverages, we got to get them the ball. And they also have to make sure that they do get open. You know, obviously, I think you've seen the tight ends had more catches in this game combined than probably any game we've had this year. So I don't think we were not trying to target them. I think the game plan started to all of a sudden, we start putting balls in the seams a little bit more and a couple crossing routes to Seth DeVal that made a difference. So we do have a lot of guys that can catch the football. So we've spread it around. It hadn't been just a one-man gang. You know, I looked through our stats, and I'm sure you guys do too. We got running backs between Duke and Crow that have caught over 70 balls. I mean, that's pretty good. We're talking about a position, you know, and then the tight end positions caught a lot. And then if you add up all the receivers, they've caught some balls between them. I know we love to see more production from the other receivers because they play a lot. But at the same time, sometimes teams will take those things away, and the quarterback has to make sure that we're still progressing down the field, so he has to get the ball in other people's hands.
Kaiser said today that he thinks you have to be above 65% completion percentage.
That's what I'm asking for. Yes. I mean, it's. I think it's that's real. You know, I think that's what we shoot for, because we need to complete more balls. You know, we just do. That's imperative. You know, for us to score more points, you got to complete more balls. You got to get guys got to have more opportunities with the ball in their hands. And if we do that, then I think good things happen.
How have you seen him, DeShone Kizer, evolve as a leader over these 3 months?
I think he's demanding. You know, I think he has a way about himself, and I think he's changed. You know, I think when you're young and you're starting quarterback, you don't want to push too fast. And then you're on a team that has Joe Thomas, you know, who is the unquestioned leader of the football team, and Kirko, you know. So then all of a sudden Joe gets hurt, and there has to be a different voice. You know, it can't just be Coach Jackson, and he's an extension of me. So I think he started to exercise that. But let's be honest, in order to be a good leader, you got to play great every week. You know, that's the calling card of leadership. You know, you got to be able to play, because you got to be able to back that up with what you're doing. And I think that's hard. So if you're not doing things as well, it's hard to walk in and demand that somebody else do something better. So I think through this process, he's learned. And as he's started to play better and done things better, I think his voice is louder. I think he's heard more. I think he has respect in the locker room. I think the guys believe in him. But I think with any of these situations, I think he gets that the key to it all will be, let's go get a win. You know, that's what's going to help him get over the hump as a true leader and face of this organization. You got to win.
Back to the completion percentage for a second here. There's a 13 percentile differential.
Well, no kidding.
Over these last 4 weeks, how does he bump those numbers up?
Complete the ball. I mean, again, it goes back to the same thing. Guys got to get open. Guy's got to catch it when he throws it, and he's got to put the ball in the right spot, you know, more often than he has, and that's just what it is. So he can do it. I truly believe he can. You know, I think we can do it as an offensive unit, but we got to make sure that we're playing, as like I said, as well as we played all year, because those numbers have been what they've been all year. It hadn't changed. So I'm asking for more. You know, I'm not asking for less. I want more, because I think it's in there, and that's what I'm demanding.
The surgery of Jamie Collins. Was that expected? Did something happen?
It was expected. Yeah. No, I don't think there's anything hidden in that. No, that was expected. And I think Jamie's recovery is going great, and he's doing well.